Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, folks, Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation from Flinders University, joins us each and every week here on Wednesdays to chat about what's happening and what you need to be across in the world of TikTok. Edith, all I can sort of say is good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Con. How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you. We never get a chance to chat on air, so whenever I hear you chatting to Warren every Wednesday, updating him on the world of TikTok, I'm saying I'm missing out because I would love to ask the questions that he gets to ask you. But one of the questions I want to ask before we launch into our TikToks for this week is, how did you get into this? Because I know you shared the story with us fairly early on when we first got you involved with Joy Drive, but what was it that sort of got you involved in launching yourself into this wonderful social media world that we love to listen to and find out about from you?
Oh my God, I love that question. Love that question. And of course, asking about myself, oh my goodness.
I know. It's ticking all those boxes that I know you love. talking about what you're passionate about, but it's talking about you.
Yeah, it's a great topic, I'm not going to lie. So basically, I did my undergraduate degree at Flinders University looking at English and a bit of creative writing, a bit of history. And then as I progressed with my degree, I ended up somehow getting myself into a PhD. And I was really fascinated by how people shared stories online and how that was different to how we traditionally shared life stories, particularly around health. So I really looked at how people shared health, wellness, illness stories on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, and how those were different and just as valid and valuable as the traditional narratives of health and illness that we might have consumed maybe 20 years ago.
Now, I love that because that's a really natural segue into our first talking story about today, which is Miriam, which has started a health journey online. Tell us a little bit about what that's involved.
So this came up on my page maybe only a day or so ago, and there was this creator, her name is Miriam, and I think her page is something like Miriam Gets Fit or Miriam Does something like that. And she was talking about her health journey online, but what I found fascinating was she has shared recently a video outlining how much money she has made since one of her videos has gone viral.
Okay, that could open Pandora's box. People commenting on how's that gone down?
So this is something that I wish more people did, to be honest, okay. Because there are so many publications out there or places who speculate, you know, famous TikToker makes X amount of money. And how do we verify this? How do we know what's true and what's speculation unless you get it from the person who made the money themselves? And Miriam not only talks about it, but she shares screenshots from the back end of her creator account so you can see how much money has hit her bank account and when.
So it is a very, dare I sort of say, is it sort of a brave thing to do, but also refreshing that she's been open and honest to do that?
Absolutely. I would have used those exact words myself, brave and refreshing. I think refreshing because, oh my God, I'm nosy and yeah. I want to see what's happening, but also brave because a lot of creators don't do this. And I assume if you're a bit more reserved or cagey about the money you're making, having someone with similar views or making similar content saying, hey, look, I've made $1,000, that might, you know, make you a little uncomfortable because now people could speculate on how much you've made, right?
Totally. Well, that's interesting. I'm sort of inspired by that, and maybe it's a trend. Maybe it's something that sort of other people pick up and go, let's be sort of open, transparent, and share the love with so much love that we're getting back for people sort of looking at our videos and being part of our stories and being a part of our journey too, I'm assuming.
I think so. And I think it's also a smart business move on her part because not only are her videos and her general content quite successful, she's now also having these videos that have really, you know, popped off and gone quite well. So she shared some stats. And in the video that I saw, it was a 72-hour update on how much money she'd made. So she'd previously done a 24 hours, a 48 hours, and then a 72 hours at different view count. So she said, okay, 24 hours, this video I made hit 1 million views. I've made $121, right?
Yep.
Then she goes, at 48 hours, that video had 3 million views. It had made $880. And then at 72 hours, at 4 million views, $1,200 for one video.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Well, I suppose it sort of also answers questions in people's minds about when they think of these successful people on TikTok and what they're achieving and what they're getting out of it. This gives you a context whether it is something that is close to what they're approximating in their minds or not. And yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Now, I think I love the next one that we're going to chat about because it's about people speculating about behaviour and something about people mm-hmm. probably too wild to be real. So what's the next one we're going to chat about that you think we should be across?
I think this is so interesting. And Warren actually asked me a question last week and I said, no, I think this is 100% legit. Okay. I might be wrong. And if anyone who knows me is listening, that may be a difficult thing for me to admit to. But last week we talked about the Ace family, which is a family channel on YouTube, but they're also across, you know, the other platforms, Instagram, TikTok. And they announced recently that they were getting a divorce. The parents were splitting. And I had been talking about how the dad, who he'd been acting strange. He'd been acting a little bit unhinged on the platform. And, you know, what did that say about how he was presenting himself, his family life, the impact on the children, and all of that kind of stuff. But there is a very strange little update.
Okay. Where are we going with this? Let's go.
So since I spoke about this last week, his behavior online, his name is Austin. His behavior has gotten really strange to the point that people are now speculating that the divorce may not even be real, that it's a publicity stunt, and that it's all to get people reinterested in the family and their channel so that they can reunite and have this big, you know, unification kind of thing at the end. Previously, this is a family, for context, who were talking about selling tickets to their wedding for their fans. That's a whole kettle of fish in itself.
Okay.
And so in recent videos, he'd been sharing with a friend, you know, about his situation, what's going on, and was carrying around a book that the title of the book seemed like it was marriage advice. But for anyone who knows, it's actually a horror thriller book that he was carrying around. Okay. But the title of the book is something like A Successful Marriage. And he's saying, my friend gave me this book to really help me understand blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So the behavior's a bit strange. He's acting a little weird. And now people have begun speculating. Maybe this was actually a publicity stunt. Maybe the divorce was a rumor. Maybe it's not. Who knows? But it's really all about getting attention back to the channel. And, of course, making money.
So it doesn't pass the Edith Hill sniff test. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because it just seems a little bit too, I don't know, orchestrated or produced to a way that it just doesn't sit right.
It seems a little strange.
Yeah.
And as much as I really believe that the divorce was real, I guess I am a little naive thinking that someone wouldn't fake a divorce for publicity when, of course, people are just that wild and they'll do it. But I will keep you updated if anything happens. I mean, who knows? Honestly, day by day, things are getting stranger. So I'm sure I'll have a weird little update next week.
All right, watch this spot. We're chatting with Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University, about what everybody should be checking in about for TikTok. Now, the next story, I sort of love it. It is something, I don't know, dare I sort of say it, a food reviewer that is, I don't know, involves might have some controversy.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. So
I'm still
a little
tentatively,
while ago, this feels like...
Yeah, I'm tentatively tiptoeing into
Sorry,
it.
You go.
No, I'm tentatively tiptoeing into it. So give us a bit of a backstory. What's happened?
Yeah, so a while ago, I became aware of a TikToker who does food reviews. His name is Keith Lee. And we've talked about him before on the channel because what we were talking about was he would do a review and then the business would absolutely blow up. Insane customers, you know, millions of followers on across the social media platforms. He gives life-changing publicity to businesses that were previously struggling. And a lot of it is very like feel-good content. You watch his videos, he does a food review, and then all of a sudden these businesses are having, you know, the best marketing that they've ever had, you know, and it's life-changing money, life-changing customers. And so recently what has happened is Keith went to another restaurant. Their name was Sweetly Seasoned. It's a restaurant in Texas.
Okay.
And what he's been doing recently is leaving quite large tips for restaurants. So not only will he come in, he's really about paying it forward. So not just coming in and giving them the good review and the good business to come from that. He'll say, here's $1,000.
Wow.
You know,
yep.
Hope things are doing okay to kind of kickstart their success. And so he had gone to this restaurant, Sweetly Seasoned. He had said, hey, there's someone here who's doing braids outside, like hair braids. There's a barber here. It's a very like community vibe. It's in a specific kind of neighborhood. There's a lot of energy there. You know, it's a big kind of community barbecue kind of feel. So he walks in and he says, I have $1,000 to give to you, the owner. I want you to pass on $1,000 to the person doing hair and the person braiding, and here's $800 to pay ahead for the food of everyone today so people can eat for free. And that is not what happened with the money.
Okay. I'm still holding my breath. It's like a saga that's unfolding gradually. So it wasn't what happened with the money then. Okay.
Yes. So I felt the same because I was watching this kind of as it was happening.
Yes.
And I saw a video from the owner's son because apparently everyone's getting involved. And he was going off about something wild about how his mum did nothing wrong. And I'm like, did nothing wrong? What do you mean? What did she do?
Yeah.
And then I see a video from the owner that was then deleted and re-uploaded because as we know, once it's on the internet, God forbid it's going to be there forever. And she had made a post saying that Keith wasn't clear what was happening with the money and that she was in within her rights to keep all of the money. So when he had done this interaction with her, he paid for it all on his credit card and asked her to then divvy it up between the other people who were there. She's saying she had no obligation to do that. She also only let 3 customers eat for free and kept the remainder of the $800 that he had given to pay ahead for everybody's food that was there.
Okay.
So people have been very upset about this because despite there being no contract, it's kind of like a moral situation, you know. You were asked to do this. It was recorded as well. Keith has a video of saying, you know, hey, do this, do that with the money he was giving. So, you know, you're on camera, but since then the business has changed their name, their social media profiles are down, and it kind of shows both sides of the coin, right? Whereas before, if he came to your restaurant and made this video, boom, amazing business, life-changing stuff. But if you're also recorded doing something negative to such a large audience as well, the same amount of energy can come back at you at the opposite side.
Oh my gosh, Edith! I sort of say it is quite a saga and a story of what can be done with being as I suppose quite prominent Keith Lee was, but now it's just turned things around for this business. So it's just like, oh gosh, okay.
Oh my, 100%. Wow! And I think a lot of people don't really understand maybe the ramifications of such large audiences.
Yeah.
I could say to you, hey, this guy has 4 million followers. Who has ever actually seen in person 4 million people at once?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The enormity of that is just astronomical. Yeah. I would have a panic attack personally seeing that many people. So actually visualizing what is on a screen about how many people are actually seeing you, perceiving you and disagreeing with you, even if she's in the wrong, I think it raises questions around, you know, how are we treating people or, you know, mobilizing audiences around people for better and for worse? I don't really have an answer here. I just think it's a very complex and interesting example.
No, I like that. Well, Edith, we're running out of time. Thanks so much for, I have to sort of say, everyone from Miriam through the A's family to the Keith has just got me piqued in interest. So really appreciating it. Catch again with you next week.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you later.
Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University. And you can catch her here every Wednesday, 5:45.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.